Can hear me, hello?
Actually, my laptop doesn't work.
I don't know. Check. Okay. I think it works.
Test, test.
So you all read what we're going to do, or not?
Mhm.
Okay.
Can I make a remote control?
Yeah, that's one thing my laptop is
I've just made a simple presentation. So you also put some things in it. Okay. How does this work? I don't know. This is
One most of our tests is one.
This one?
Yeah.
That's half eleven.
Ah, cool. Okay. So that's my name, you know the rule. We're going to make a remote control, you already know that. Let's have a look how we're going to this agenda of our meeting. You know this is about 25 minutes, this meeting. So the first thing we have to know is you already know what we're going to do. You also read what this things or
Yes.
Not yet? Okay. So yeah, it has to be original, trendy, user friendly. Now that's what we're going to design. First, we have three steps of making the remote control. The first thing is the functional design. It's very important. We have to look what the needs are, the effect of the functional design, and how the remote control works. So that's where we're going to look in the functional design. That's for the next meeting. The second thing is the conceptual design. That's what the specifications of the components and the properties, and the specifications of the user interface. And we have to look what the market is doing, for what kind of remote controls are in the market. And the third thing is the detailed design. And that's yeah, you know what it is. It's exactly how it looks and whatever. Okay, so now this is these are two smart boards with the introduction of that one. And you already saw, you know all that you can put things in the project map
folder.
Okay. So now again, we'll have a look at that one. Okay. So what we're going to do first is so you can read. You have to draw a favorite animal on the whiteboard, and say why it's your favorite animal. So and you have this is just to try it out, and we have to use different pen colors and different thickness of the pen. So okay. So first, to show you, maybe you can come here to have a look how it works. Okay. It's a new page, it's okay. This pen format. And a different color can use here. I don't know, I just take pink. Take this is pink. Okay.
Purple.
Just purple, okay. And a line with pen, okay? I just take as an elephant. Just draw slowly because otherwise it won't work. It's a very nice elephant, you can see. I don't know how it looks, but it doesn't matter.
Looks very nice.
And just something like this? Oh no, not really. Yeah, okay. Because I like
a pink elephant.
This takes a while. Just this one. It's a bit slow, you can see this is a bit annoying.
Okay.
Okay, so just you guys just one of you can draw a painting if you want. Just don't yeah, just use it like that, it's okay.
Okay.
Use a format, you can use a Bendik.
Okay, and then what's the color? What do we do?
It's a format.
Ah. It has to be water, but
No, it has to be an animal, so if it's it should be a snake or something.
It's an animal that lives in the water. So I has to draw the water.
Water is important.
Yeah. Okay, now make the animal. It's a fish.
Okay,
Wow.
cool.
This is so good. Beautiful,
Yeah, that's
huh?
nice.
Wow.
Okay, we're next.
Do you have to write down why? That doesn't matter, just it's to get used to the whiteboard, that's okay.
Okay.
Just make a new blank page.
What, Paul?
Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah, not too far to the top.
Okay. Let's make it a dot.
Maybe you should hold your pen a bit more to the back so that no to the
To the back.
I think it's a pig.
Pig?
No,
A
it's
dog.
a
dog.
dog.
A sheep?
Not a hat.
We only have 25 minutes, so
Take it easy.
Okay, I make a cat of it.
I was gonna make a cat too.
Use your fantasy.
Oh, not too quick.
Just hold it more to the back and you don't have to. Okay.
I just draw too quick, I think. Okay, that's it. More?
No, that's okay, thank you.
Just to get used to it.
I thought these fans would be just you write it down and you download it to Word. You already did it or no?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
But
But you
it's
actually
just
got to write on the paper.
Sorry?
You really got to write on that
Yeah, I
paper.
know, but
Yeah,
I
it's a real pen.
I thought it would be just in typed words in Word.
Yeah, but
So
it's
that's not
just a
just
picture.
it's just a picture.
Oh.
So it's not that
You
cool as
can't
I thought it would be.
You can't edit in edit it in Word.
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a donkey.
I don't know, what time did you start this meeting? I'm not sure.
I think it was
Half past ten.
Brilliant.
Okay,
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. Why do you have to save everything except Oh, this is definitely the best one. Okay, so well, what we know is that we have to sell this remote control for about €25. Okay, that's and we have to make a profit of €50 million, so we have to use a big market in Europe. And the production costs are about half the price of selling price, sorry.
Ah, easy.
So can someone make a calculation about how many we have to sell of these to make €50 million? I don't know. So we're gonna have a little discussion about what experience are within the remote control, the first ideas and everything. So just have a look at what you think about remote controls.
Yeah, my first question was, does it have to be a universal remote control?
Oh yeah, that's a good question.
Because we sell it only from not with the television. We sell it apart.
I think it's
So
I'm
I
not sure. It's not
Yeah, probably would be universal.
Because
not only television or more devices.
I don't think you can buy a universal remote control for €25, so not sure.
Yeah, I know, you can buy universal control
Okay,
for
so
only
you just say
€20.
it's a universal remote
Yeah,
control.
okay.
Okay, perfect.
And also for the VCR and the DVD player.
Yeah, everything.
Okay.
So a lot of buttons on the remote control.
Not just the TV.
No, just everything.
Okay.
TVs.
Okay.
So yeah, what's a remote control? It's just a black thing with some buttons on it. It's not nothing very special. But
Well, we can try to make it
yeah,
special.
that's right. So do you have any ideas how it has to look for usability
Well,
or use?
I thought about making it the same as style as the television, because we don't have the same television all the time, so that's no matter. If we control the VCR and the DVD player with it has to be clear, because kids and elderly are gonna use it. So it's not only for the technical persons. I think it must be a very good control, so you can use it from everywhere in your room. The infrared thing must be from very good quality.
That's right. Should be a good point.
Yeah, nothing frustrating at the end.
And how big should it be?
Yeah,
Well,
I don't know.
It shouldn't be too big, but I don't think we can make it too small, because it has a lot of functions, so
Yeah.
we can't make it smaller than things we see now, I think.
Just big enough for the buttons we have.
Yeah,
That's it.
or we have to make something like mobile phones that you can fold it open.
Yeah.
Maybe then you can make it smaller and unique.
Yes.
Maybe more trendy.
But you think about a one you can
fold open, where you
Okay,
can
yeah,
see
that's cool.
more options.
Maybe
That's
for the DVD player or something
Yeah,
that you
something
Okay.
yeah,
Yeah,
or
or
just general things like volume and TV channels and inside things you don't use that often.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Or
good.
you could think of a small touch screen on the remote control.
Yeah, wouldn't it
Why should you use a touch screen on the remote control? No buttons
Maybe
on it.
Easier to
It's
make in the menu, I guess.
Yeah, or maybe to keep it easy and
But
it's not too expensive to put a touch screen on it.
Yeah, maybe you
it's not reachable out there. And we have to care for the strength of the remote control.
Yeah.
Because remote controls are most things in the house that falls down on the ground and
yeah.
So often broken.
And if you have a touchscreen in it, it's definitely too
Yeah,
yeah.
Lots of kids use it, and touchscreen is not kids.
You can put games on your remote control.
Yeah.
And how about the batteries? Should you put it in a recharger or?
Or maybe that's a good idea. Just put it on your television and just recharge. You never have to use any
batteries. That's a good idea, but yeah, we have to look at the price then, I think.
Yeah, how expensive is a normal recharger?
Well, how much is your standard mobile phone recharger?
I don't know.
Yeah, if you buy it separately from your phone, it's probably expensive, but I don't know what the protection costs are.
If you look at the market, it's probably still the best way just to put batteries in. It's maybe it's too expensive.
Because
but the home station is a really good idea because lots of people are lose their remote control and don't know where it is, and now they can put it always at the same place. And maybe it's therefore it's a good idea, but maybe it's expensive.
Maybe use it as a separate option.
Yeah.
So that
you can buy it. Really.
Yeah. I have a mouse that's also and you just have normal batteries that you can recharge. Just put it in the station, or you can change the batteries.
The option is the option. That's good.
I said something on paper already. Size, looks, usable. The buttons on usual places. The on/off button must be on top.
Yeah.
It has to lay good in the hand. You have to.
Has to be a different
yeah,
form than
a
normal remote controller.
I don't know.
No, I don't think you have to look at that because you can do everything in a standard way.
You
remote.
Can make it very special to create our own looks, but it's very hard.
If we want to make it special, we probably have to do a lot of testing if it really works.
Well, you can have basic things on the same place, like on off button on top and TV channels 1, 2, 3, 4 as a block, and then the volume obviously on top so you can see, but the rest is you don't use that often, so if you have a clear button with a good icon on it, it should be clear as well. So it doesn't matter what place it is on the remote control, I think, so you can do something unique with that.
And what we have to think about too is buttons that you use often are maybe like when you fold it open, when you have it closed, you can still do the functions.
Already said.
Yeah, just
or
for
on
the
top
TV.
On
the
basic options on top.
Basically,
fold it
when
up.
I'm
but
watching
maybe
TV, I'm just using like 5 buttons or so.
Maybe it's very hard to make it full open and to look like it's very nice.
If you make it full open, it's also the strength is not as good as
no,
a normal.
No, that's why. So maybe you have to keep it like a square. It's a normal remote control.
Okay, but yeah.
Let's think about it. We have to close this to finish this meeting. So there's some more things. We have another 30 minutes, so then we're going to meet again. So you know what you have to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, the marketing expert, the user requirements specification. Do I need to think as a user only the looks and
what you want to do with it?
Yeah, I think just if you have to know if it's for a TV, a DVD player, all the things.
Okay.
Also from a user, but.
Yeah,
all
it's
the
also
things together.
About
yeah,
and
everything.
It's also more done some
for
stuff that you want.
Yeah, no, maybe not strength. That's not that's something for
technical
for him. That's not for you.
Okay.
Just if what's in the market, what's normal, what kind of
do
buttons
you want
do
to
you
do
have?
With remote control? What do you need on your remote control?
Yeah,
I already wrote some down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah. already a document in your folder.
Yeah, we'll do it.
So, see you in 30 minutes.
Okay, well, okay.
For the next time, you have to put it exactly in the square. Your laptop.
Oh. Didn't say that.